From the Korea Economic Institute in Washington, D.C., you're listening to Korean Context, news and analysis from the Korean Peninsula. Hello, and welcome to Korean Context, your source for all things Korea. I'm your host, Jenna Gibson. A few weeks ago, I had a great opportunity to head up to New York City for an event the Korea Society was hosting about the upcoming Pyeongchang Olympic and Paralympic Games. Along with some Korean officials, one of the speakers was Jung Seung-hwan, a key player on the South Korean para ice hockey team. Para ice hockey follows similar rules to ice hockey and is played by athletes with a physical impairment on the lower part of their bodies. According to the Paralympic website, players use double-blade sledges that allow the puck to pass beneath them, and they also use two sticks that have a spike end for movement and a blade end used for passing and shooting. If you're interested in learning more, I highly recommend you check out the Paralympic website, paralympic.org. It's a very fast-paced and exciting sport. I highly recommend those of you who are interested in hockey take a look at para ice hockey as well. In any case, I was very happy that in between his busy schedule, Jung was gracious enough to sit down with me just for a brief interview about the upcoming games in Pyeongchang. So I asked him how he got into para ice hockey, what his goals are for the games in Pyeongchang, and how the South Korean men's para ice hockey team became known as one of the most improved teams in the sport over the last few years. Please enjoy. So it's really nice to meet you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me here. So to start off, could you tell us how you became interested in ice sledge hockey and how you got involved on the Korean team?
I started playing ice sledge hockey 13 years ago, and I first started playing as a hobby in college. After 2 years of playing it as a hobby, I was selected as a member of the South Korean national team, so I've been playing as a corporate team athlete since then.
I saw that you earned the nickname Rocket Man. Can you tell us the story behind that nickname?
As you can see, I have a small body. Therefore, I can do more and faster dribbling than others, which gave me that nickname. Actually, the president of the Paralympics hockey team and the coach called me Rocket Man for the first time because I got a good score on a Cooper test when they visited Korea for hockey training.
So you have competed successfully in many major competitions on the world stage, including at the Winter Paralympics in Vancouver and Sochi. How does it feel to be preparing to compete in the Paralympics again, especially since it's hosted in your home country of South Korea?
It is my third time participating in the Paralympics. Actually, I became a national hockey team player because of the Pyeongchang Olympics. We were able to host the Pyeongchang Olympics on the third try after losing the bid in 2010 and 2014. Honestly speaking, I'm very thankful that I was given more time to prepare for the Olympics in the process. Participating in the Pyeongchang Olympics has always been my dream, so I really want to win a medal at this Paralympics.
According to the World Para Ice Hockey's website, the Korean team is one of the most improved teams in the sport of ice sledge hockey. What would you say is the secret behind your team's big improvement in the last few years?
When we first started a national Paralympics hockey team, our team was on the bottom of the B pool. However, with the support from Pyeongchang within Gangwon province, we were able to train and improve our skills. In the process, we won a silver medal at the World Championship held in Norway, and then a bronze medal at the championships held in Gangneung. For Pyeongchang, our goal is to make it to the finals, and I'm positive that we'll have good results.
So what do you think will be your personal challenge and your team's biggest challenge at the upcoming games? And I'm also curious if you have any particular goals for yourself or for the team at Pyeongchang.
As an athlete, I want to win a medal. My goal is to win a gold medal. I know that it is really hard, but you always have to dream big. So that's my dream. Additionally, I think Pyeongchang Olympics will be an important opportunity to increase the awareness of the Paralympics and to improve the perception of Paralympic sports in South Korea.
How do you feel being here in the United States promoting the upcoming Olympic and Paralympic Games? Do you have any messages for American hockey fans who might be watching you play in a few months?
First of all, I'm honored to be invited to the UN General Assembly. It's actually my second time visiting New York City. I love both US and Canadian hockey teams. I watch a lot of their games and we can learn a lot from them. The South Korean team will do our best to become a great hockey team, just like the US and Canadian teams.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing with us a little bit about your background and about the ice sledge hockey team. And I wish you the best of luck at the Paralympic Games in Pyeongchang.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining me here on Korean Context. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And definitely drop us a comment, too, if you like what we're doing or if you have a suggestion for someone we should be talking to about Korea. Please do let us know. We're always happy to get that feedback. So thanks again for joining us here, and we will see you again next week.